China offers to buy nearly $70 billion of U.S. farm and energy products. China offered to purchase nearly $70 billion of U.S. farm, manufacturing and energy products if the Trump administration abandons threatened tariffs, according to people briefed on the latest negotiations with American trade officials. In weekend talks in Beijing, Chinese negotiators led by Liu Yi, President Xi Jinping's economic envoy, presented a U.S. team headed by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross a package that includes Chinese companies buying more U.S. soybeans, corn, natural gas, crude oil, coal and manufactured goods. Chinese and U.S. officials estimated the value of the package at nearly $70 billion in the first year. President Donald Trump has pressed China to commit to reduce the $375 billion U.S. merchandise trade deficit with China by $200 billion. Chinese officials are arguing this could go a long way toward meeting the target. Throughout the negotiations, Mr. Liu made clear to Mr. Ross that the offer would be void if Washington proceeds with its plan to impose tariffs on $50 billion of China-made products, the people briefed on the talks said. That proviso could make the deal a non-starter in Washington, where the White House has said it plans to move ahead with the tariffs shortly after June 15 as a way to pressure China to make more sweeping changes in its economy. The U.S. wants Beijing to stop pressuring U.S. firms to transfer technology to the Chinese partners and halt what the U.S. considers unfair subsidies and other aid to Chinese firms that compete internationally for advanced technology.